Hey everybody, today's daf is Pesachim Daf Yud. We are holding here on the bottom of Tesla Bays, and we're in the middle of a long discussion about a bunch of Sfeikos. And the question is, right, if you need to go, in general, the question is whether you need to go and do another Bedika. So the last case we just mentioned is if, where is it over here? Yeah, if you have two piles and two houses, and one pile is Chametz, one pile is and one pile is matzah, meaning it's not chametz, and you have two houses, one has been checked and one has not been checked, and you see two mice, one takes from one pile, one takes from another pile, and they run into the houses, you don't know which one is which. So we say that that is like the case of two kupos, of two boxes. And the two boxes, one of regular food, chulin, and one of truma. And you have two cartons in front of them. One is truma and one is chulin, and they get mixed up, meaning the boxes get poured into, or the cartons get poured into the boxes, or whatever, or vice versa, whatever it is. So we say that the truma went into the truma, and the chulin went to the chulin. So too over here, we say that the mouse with the chametz went into the house that's not been checked, and the mouse with the matzah, or the non-chametz, went into the house that had been checked. So that's where we left off. And then the last line we had said, if three lines up, is Shani Omer Chulin Lato Chulin V'Naflu Naflu V'Truma Lato Truma Nafla. Right? Again, we had said that basically we assumed that the Truma fell into the Truma and the Chulin fell into the Chulin. Right? That's the concept of She'ani Omer. So the Gemara asked the following question. 1 second, you're comparing the case of Truma and Bedikas Chametz. Right? Emer Darmina and Shani Omer. When do we say the concept of Shani Omer? Betruma midirabanan. Because in the case of Truma is Durabanan. Why is Truma Durabanan? So that's what Rashi says, right? Two words. Bismanazet. Truma is not Diaraisa nowadays, it's Durabanan. So but Bachamit Diaraisa Miarinan. Right, we can use that kind of to figure out our suffix, the whole concept of we're just gonna assume that the good went into the good and the bad went into the bad, or etc. So we only do that by Durabanans. But what about by Diaraisa? Do we really say that? So Mi'arminan, Gemara says, what are you talking about? Atu b'dikas chametz d'araisa? Yes, chametz is d'araisa, but the whole requirements of b'dika is midirabanan, right? Midirabanan hi, right? Midiraisa b'tabal masaki lay, right? Because all you need to do midiraisa is to do bittel and everything's fine, right? Chazal, right? That first machlokas we had Rashi and Tosfos, why you need to do a b'dika? But the b'dika itself is d'irabanan. So that is so. Then you can compare the two cases because they're both derabanan. Okay, another case. Tzibur echad shel chametz. Now it doesn't mean a group of people, right? It means a pile. The tzibur is the pile together. So a pile of chametz. Lefanav beis batim bedukim. And now you have two houses that have been checked. V'asa achbar b'shakil. And now a mouse takes a piece of chametz and v'lo yadinan i lahai al. And you don't know whether it went into this house or it went into that house. So Hainu Shnei Shvilin. That's exactly the same case as Shnei Shvilin. What is that case? Shnei Shvilin literally means two roads or two paths. That's not like within the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Gimel over here in Ksuvis and Taros. Taros, that makes sense. In Taros, right? Taros is the name of a Seder Mishnayos, but it's also the name of a Masechta. Shnei Shvilin, Echad Tameh Vechad Tohor. You have two roads, two paths. One is Tameh and one is Tohor. V'halach be'echad mehem ve'asa taros. Uba chaver v'halach be'sheni ve'asa taros. And two people go down both of these streets. I mean, one guy, Reuven, goes down path number one, and Shimon goes down path number two. And then afterwards, they deal in taros, in items that need to stay tohor. Maybe it was truma or whatever. And it's definite, meaning that in this case it's definite, meaning the tumah stretched across the entire road. I mean, the grave or the burial, whatever it is, but stretched across the entire road. It's not like they could have missed it. So one of them for sure is walked across something tameh and then handled taros. So what do you do in that case? Rabbi Yehuda Omer initially was zebifnei atzmo, tahorin. Right? If they come individually at the same time. If they come individually, not at the same time, and they ask a shayla, am I tahor? So then both of them are tahor. Right? They come to the Rav and say, well, this is the case. So the din is, as we've mentioned already, definitely in the Sach Shavuos, I forget if it was in Erevin already, but we had mentioned that if you have a suffik tumah, if you have a suffik whether something is tameh, it depends on where it was located. Right? We say Safek Tumah Birshus HaRabim is Tahor, and Safek Tumah Birshus HaYachid is Tameh. So since each one individually is coming to a Rav or a Beis Din or whatever it is and asking, am I Tahor? So, well, Safek Tumah Birshus HaYachid, Safek Tumah Birshus HaRabim, right? We're talking about a road, a street in the middle, a path, whatever, in the middle of Birshus HaRabim. So there it's going to be Tahor. Right? But if Shnehin Bevas Achas, but if they both come together, so then Tamehim. Then they're Tameh. If you look at Rashi explains it's not because we get rid of the concept of Safek Birshus HaRabim Tameh, right? That's still, I keep on messing it up. Safek Birshus HaRabim is Tahor, and therefore they should both be Tahor. Why are they both Tameh in this case? Right? Because if you look at Rashi, where is it? Let's see. Yeah, right. If you look at Rashi im Nishalu, one second, hold on. In the middle of the Rashi, that's why I couldn't find it, I guess. Avim bo bavas achas hol v'hora achas yish lanu lomar tmein otahorim e efshal lanu lomar tmein tahorim atem sharei ha'echad vaday tamei. Meaning, Rashi seems to imply that the reason that we're going to say they're tamei is because you can't issue a mistaken psak. I mean, it doesn't make sense for Beis Din to say a psak when it's totally impossible for it to be true, right? It's going to be like a joke in Beis Din. So midrabanan, right? Mistama midrabanan, they're going to be tameh. But ain't a chinami that safek tumah b'rishus harabim is tahor. Right, and that's what Tosa says. If Tosa is Dirabanan, Bevas Achas is Dirabanan, because Midaraisa, they're Tahor, because Lamaisa is a Safik Tuma, and it's in Rishis Rabin. But Midarabanan, we're going to say they're Tame, because we don't want Beis Din to look like idiots, because it's impossible. But the way we solve these Sfeikos indicates that this is the Halacha. So therefore, we don't want Beis Din to look a little silly, so we're going to say they're both Tame. Okay, back in the Gemara. Where is that? Yeah, that was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Benkach, Benkach, Tameh. Regardless, they are Tameh. What is Rabbi Yossi's Shita? We'll see in a second. Let's go right there and we'll see exactly what they're arguing about. Omer Rava says, Vitim Rabbi Yochanan, Bevas Achas Divrei Kol Tameh. Everybody agrees that they come together at the same time to ask their shayla, then they're tummy. B'zeh or zeh, if they come one after the next, so then everybody agrees that they're tahor. Lo nechlaku ella beva lahashil alav vel chaveru. In the Gemara, if you have lo blank ella, so it means only, and the word in the middle. So only nechlaku, the only machlokas here, is beva lahashil alav vel chaveru. That one guy, Reuven, comes to ask about him and his friend Shimon. So then what's that? And everybody agrees if they come together, so you don't want to make Beis Din look stupid, so they're Tameh with the Rabban. Everybody agrees if they come individually, so then, well, Safek Tumah versus Rabban is Tahor, so they're both Tahor. Question is, Rabbi, what happens if the guy comes and asks about him and his friend? So Rabbi Yossi midami leilu vasachas. Rabbi Yossi thinks that's like they came together, and we don't want Beis Din to sound stupid. Rabbi Yehuda midami lezeh chorzeh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's like two separate shilas, and then, therefore, we're going to treat it... they're both Tahor because Safek Tumah Birshus HaRabim is Tahor. So same thing over here by our case of the mouse going into, you don't know where it went into. And again, depending on, the scenario, depending on when the Shaila is posed, if a Shaila is posed individually, so then they will not have to do another Bedika. If the Shaila is posed together, then they both have to do another Bedika. Depending on if one guy comes to ask about both of them, so then you have the machlokas here about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Okay, another case. Safek al, safek lo al. Let's say we have a safek as to whether the mouse went into the house or not. So then, hainu bika. That's the case of a bika. Bika is a valley or a field. We're plucked to Rabbi Elazar Rabbanon. That's the following machlokas. That's not like we learned in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Bava Basra, Vodazar, also in Taros as well. And just if you don't know how I know that, I'm not saying this off by heart. If you look at the Mishnah and Shas, so he tells you, if you very quickly, right, where stuff is found. Right, he had to know it by heart, right, because he didn't have the Mishnah and Shas to work with. But just a quick glance at the top right of your Gemara, so then you can find out where this where these Mishnahs are. Either way, so the Rabban, the Machlokas is like this. The Tanaim we learned in the Mishnah. Hanichnas labika biyabos hagesham. If you go into a bika, into a valley, into a, and during the winter months, i.e., when it's raining, And again, this is a Rishus HaYachid, right? It's owned by a person, or it's not a Rishus Rab. For Tuma Basad Plonis, and there's Tuma in one of the fields in the valley. The Amar Echad, and some guy says, Halachti b'makom alaz, I went over there, ve'ini yodeh, nechnasti b'oso sada. Ve'im lo nechnasti. The guy doesn't know if he went into the field or not. So Rabbi Elazar metar, v'chachamim metayim. So Rabbi Elazar says he's tahar, the chachamim say he's tameh. What's the pshat? Shehai Rabbi Elazar, omer, sofik bia tahor, sofik maga tuma. If a sofik bia, sofik coming, sofik entering, that's going to be tahor. And if you're not sure whether you went into a Rishus HaYachid, that's tahor. But if you don't know whether you touched the tuma, if you touched the body or whatever it is, meaning you definitely were in the field, but you're not sure if you touched it, so that's going to be tummy. And here the case is, you're not sure whether you went into the field or not, so therefore, he's going to be tummy. Okay, that's the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, right? Obviously, the Chachamim the Chachamim disagree, right? Again, they say that it's tummy, right? And that would be our case over here. Meaning, if it's a suffix, whether he went in there or not, and if it's a suffix, whether the house went in there as well, so then you're going to have. You know what? I take it back. Rashi says over here. Why, that's so interesting. Why does it say that it's Machokas Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, if the Chachamim agree? One second, I don't think I noticed that. Yeah, so if you look, that's interesting. Okay, I apologize. Meaning, if you look at Rashi, Dibur Maskel, the Chachamim Mitamim, it's like the last skinny line on Rashi, and then it goes into the big lines. So he says, he explains the machlokas, right, whether, between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar, whether something Tuma Rishus HaYachid applies to entering the field or touching, that's what we mentioned. And then he says at the end, V'gabi batim, regarding houses, afilu Rabbanan molde, even the Chachamim will agree, the came with the B'digas Chamas de Rabbanan talinam l'kula, that even though, since B'digas Chamas is de Rabbanan, so then we're going to be mekel. Okay, interesting. I didn't realize that because when I first kind of chazered over the daf. Okay, so put the Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan, but they don't actually disagree in terms of what would happen in our case, meaning that if you didn't know if the mouse went in there, so then you don't have to check. Okay, fine. That's the psak over there according to Rashi. Okay, next case. Al ubadak velo eshkach. Let's say the mouse for sure went into the house, and then you checked and you didn't find anything. So then that's plugged to the Rabbi Meir v'Rabbanan. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Hey, Rabbi Meir, Omer called davar shebecheskas tuma la'olam hu betum also atshe yodea lecha tuma heichani. Right? If you know that something is tame, meaning there's a chazaka that something is tame, so it's always tame until you figure out where the tuma is. Meaning, if you know that something, let's say a field is tame. Meaning there's some sort of kever, right? You have to know what happened to the tuma before you get rid of the tuma status. Bodeg ad shemagiel asela ola karka bezula. Right, you can check. Meaning, if you have, let's say, the case over here is that you don't know. You basically lost a kever, or you lost a corpse. Right, under some piles. And the question is, which pile was it? And you keep on start looking. And according to Rabbi Meir, you got to find the corpse. Until you know what happened, so we're going to say that there's a chazaka, that there's tumah here, etc., etc. The Chum say no. Once you start checking, right, if you cut until you get to hard rock, or you get to literally virgin soil, but meaning soil that's not been touched, so then for sure you can assume that the corpse is no longer here and there's no longer any tumah. Okay. That case parallels. So al ubadak v'eshkach. Let's say now the mouse went in and you did find something. Meaning you found the Rashi says you found some chametz. Right? Not the mouse, but you found some chametz. So that's plugged to the Rabbi Rishon Megamli all the time. Yeah? Sada sheneva b'kever. If you have a field where you lost a kever, meaning you don't know where it is. So anichnas l'tocha tamei. So if you go in there, so then you're tamei. Nimta b'kever. If you find the kever, so then anichnas l'tocha tahor. Then obviously, if you go in there and you avoid the kever, so then you're tahor. Shani omer kever shavadu a kever shenimsa. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says if you find a kever and you know where it was and you know there was a kever that was lost, so we assume that this is the same kever. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer tibadei kolos of the kula. No, you need to check the entire field because maybe this is a different grave. And that's what we parallel over here. According to Rebbe, we'd assume that the chametz you found is the chametz the mouse brought in. If according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, so we assume that we don't necessarily assume that the chametz that you found is the chametz that the mouse brought in. Okay. Let's say you're doing bidikas chametz on, you put out 9 pieces of bread, I guess that's what you had, and then all of a sudden you find 10. So either there's a ghost or there's a mouse. And I plucked the Rebbe v'rabbanan. There's a machlokes, the tanya heniach mana v'matzah masayim chulin u'maaser sheni u'rovin zevazeh. Here the case is like as follows, that if you have both chulin, i.e. regular food, and maaser sheni food, so let's say you put, what's it called? It's talking about money. I apologize. I mean, you have regular money and Meister Shani money. And then you put a mana. A mana is usually 100. And then, meaning you put 100, let's say, of whatever it was. I would imagine it's Meister Shani because that's the one that matters. But you put 100 Meister Shani, let's say, dollars into a box, and the Masa Masayim, and then you find that all of a sudden there's 200. So we assume that chulin meiser sheni muravin zevazeh. We assume that the meiser sheni has been mixed with money that's not meiser sheni. So again, you have no idea which to do which, right? So then you have to fix that situation. Meaning you have some sort of tznai, you can say, right? you can kind of like you take the coins and like kind of figure out, and you say whichever was the kedusha should be transferred onto these, and if it was kedusha already, then it should be fine. Whatever, you basically you can work it out that you can just take $100 and you take it with you to Yerushalayim. So that's what Rebbe says. The Chachamim say call a chulin. And hakol chulin, that everything is chulin. We assume that the $100 of Meister Sheni was taken out and was replaced with $200 of chulin. So that would be the same machlokas over here. Right? If you went and you found an extra piece, so we assume all of the 10 pieces are gone right now. All the 9 pieces are gone, and now these 10 pieces are new. And something you have to do a new bedika. According to Rebbe, you can just assume that. That's what you found, and that's what there is. Hiniach yud matatesha. Now the opposite case. Let's say you put 10, and you only found 9. Right? Classic case. Every family, I'm sure, have gone through this. So hainu sefer. That's the second part of the brisa. The tanya, like we learned in the brisa. Hiniach masayim matzamana. Let's say you put $200 of meiser sheni money, and you only find 100. So then, mana munach umana matal mutal. Right, the Rebbe. Right, Rebbe says that you simply remove the $100 from the box, and it's still $100 of meiser sheni. The Chacham say no, that the $200 for Meister Sheni is gone, and it was replaced with something else, and $100 of Chulin, and that would be the same situation over here by the Bedika. Let's say you put your chametz in one corner and then you found it in another corner. So that put the Rishim Gamliel v'Rabbanan. That's the machlokes according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. The Tanya, learned the Rabbi said the kardom she'avad b'bayis. That's a kardom as an axe. It could be any utensil really, but let's say they have a utensil that's been lost in the house. So the Gemara says habayis tame, that the house is tame, meaning all of the kelim. Rashi says kol klei habayis tameim. What in the world happened here? So Rashi fills in the blanks. Shani Omer, Adam Tamei Nichnas L'Shamim Metamei is called Klei Abayis. We assume that someone who is Tamei came into the house and was Metamei. He messed up all of the Kalim that's in the house. Okay. So the Gemara says as well. Shani Omer, Adam Tamei V'Nichnas L'Shamim V'Natlo. Okay. Rishim Galil Omer, Habayis Tor. Rishim Galil says, no, everything is Tor. Shani Omer, why would you say that someone came in and is Tamei? Maybe Hashilu L'Acher V'Shachach. Oshanatlo Mizamizu V'Nich V'Zamizacheres V'Shachach. Right. Maybe he lent it to someone and he forgot about it, or maybe he just forgot that he moved it himself. Well, we don't necessarily assume someone Tommy broke into your house, moved all your kelim, and touched around, and, you know, et cetera, that does, you know, that's already too much. Okay, so same idea with the chametz. Zavis mandachar shmei. The Gemara says, why do we bring in a corner? Meaning, we started the brisa with an axe that's lost in the house, and you're starting to talk about corners. So the Gemara says chesur mechzer. Really, the brisa is missing some words. V'alchik katani. This is what it means to say. Kardam she'avad b'bayis. If you lose an axe in the house, habayis tame. Right, the bayis is tame. Shani omer adam tame nichnas l'sham v'natlo. Right, a person who was tame got in there, started taking it, started moving things around. O shenichu b'zavizu motzav b'zavizacheres. Or if you put it in one corner and found it in another corner, Zanabai is Tamei. Similarly, the house is Tamei. Shani Omer, Adam Tamei, Nichnas L'Sham, Venatlo, Mizavizu, Venichu, Bizavu, Zachar. So the same thing according to the Tanakama and according to the Rabbanan, I guess. that we assume that someone Tomei came into the house and moved it. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Habay is Tahor. No, everything is Tahor. Shani Omer, Heshilu L'Achar. Or you lent it to someone, or you moved it yourself, and you happen to forget, so it's not a crazy situation. Okay, Amar Rava. Rava says, Achbar nichnas v'kikar b'piv. Now we're going to have a bunch of questions, and we're going to end it up with an unsatisfying teku, but Mitzvah Shem Eliyahu Anavi should come and resolve all our sfeikos. Amar Rava. Rava says, Achbar nichnas v'kikar b'piv. Let's say a mouse or a rat goes into your house and you see it's carrying some bread. V'nichnas acharav u'matza pirurin. Then you ran after it and you found some crumbs. Tzarech bedika. Then you need to check your house. Why is that? Mipnei she'in darko shel achbar lefarer. Because it's not the way of a mouse to leave over crumbs. And we assume that the crumbs is from something else, and therefore you have to do another bedika. V'amarava, Rava says, Tino, similarly, Tino nichnas v'kikar b'yado. Let's say you have a baby, he's crawling around, all of a sudden you realize he's holding a piece of bread. V'nichnas acharav v'matza pirurin, and you ran into the other room and you find some crumbs. It's ein tzarech bedika. Then you don't have to do a bedika. Why? Mipnei she'darko shel tino chlefarer, because that's what kids do. Little babies, they're gonna make crumbs. Mistama, that's the same bread that you found. Okay, with that in mind, boy Rava. The Rava asked the following series of questions. Achbar nichnas v'kikar b'piv. You see a mouse go in, carrying a piece of bread. The achbar yotze v'kikar b'piv. And then you see another mouse going out, leaving your house with a piece of bread. Mahu, what's the din? Meaning, well, the Gemara says, mi amrina, do we say, hainu hai da'al v'hainu hai da'nafak? Do we say that this is the same mouse that went in and out? Or maybe achrinon hu, right? Maybe it's another mouse, and you really have a problem. You have some sort of infestation, and you have to go check and do a bedika. Intim salomar hainu hai da'al v'hainu hai da'nafak. And if we say this is the one that went in and this is the one that went out, so then what about the following? Achbar lova nichnas v'kikar b'piv, achbar shachor yotze v'kikar b'piv. A white mouse goes into your house with bread, and a black mouse comes out with bread. So mouse, then what's the deal? Hai vada achrinahu. Right, maybe this is definitely a different mouse, and it's definitely a different piece of bread. Odoma, or maybe Armuye Arme Mine. Maybe the black mouse simply stole it from the white mouse. And if you tell me, well, mice usually don't really fight with each other. So Achbar Nichmas V'Kikar B'Piyah V'Chulda Yotza V'Kikar B'Piyah. Let's say a mouse goes in with bread and a weasel comes out with bread. You have a real issue. Forget the exterminator. You need to call like a zookeeper or something. But either way, Mahu, what's the din? V'Chulda Vade Me'Achbar Shaklusay. Do we say that the weasel for sure took it from the mouse? O Dilma, or maybe Achrinahu. Maybe this is another piece of bread and you have to check your whole house. Because if he would have taken the bread from the mouse, so Achbar Bapia have a Meshachach. He wouldn't have only found bread in the weasel's mouth. He would have found the mouse in the weasel's mouth. And if you'll tell me, and if you'll argue that no, that really the weasel should have found the mouse in the weasel's mouth, so then, I say that 10 times fast, right? Mouse in the weasel's mouth. So then what about the following case? Achbar nichnas v'kikar b'piv v'chulda yotza v'kikar v'achbar b'piv chulda. So what about if that happens? And a mouse goes into your house with bread, and then on the way out you see a weasel carrying the mouse and bread in his mouth. So Mao, what's it in? Hachavada ihu? Do we say that this is definitely the same mouse that had the bread? Or maybe im isa diihu nihu kikar b'fi. If this really would have been the original mouse that you saw carrying bread in, nihu kikar b'fi achbar mishtachach hava boy lishkuche. Right, meaning you should have had the bread in the weasel's mouth. Meaning you should have found the bread in the weasel's mouth. Meaning, why did you in the mouse's mouth? Sorry. Meaning, you found what's the case? You found a mouse went in with bread, and the weasel came out with bread and a mouse in its mouth. Well, if this was the original mouse, so you should have had the bread in the mouse's mouth. So then the Gemara says, well, Odoma, or maybe Mishum Bitusa Hud Nofal V'Shaklasay. Well, maybe because the mouse was freaked out and terrified of the weasel, maybe he dropped the bread, and therefore the weasel scooped up the mouse and the bread. So Gemara says, Teku Tishbi Taritz Kushos Vibayos, right? Mitzvah Shem Eliyahu Anavi will answer these questions. Boy Rava, similarly, Rava asks the following questions. Kikar Bishmei Korah. If you have a piece of bread that's all the way up on a beam in your house. And tzarech sulam lehorido, and you need a ladder to get it down. Meaning you would need a ladder to get it down. So do we make you take a ladder and take it down and go check it? Oh, ain't tzarech, or maybe you don't need to take a ladder and get rid of that chametz. Right? Mi'amrinan kule hai lo atzuchul rabban. Right? Do we say to the Chazal, we're not matriach to get a ladder from a beam at the top of your house? And to get chametz down from a beam at the top of your house, kem de lanachas minafshei la'asi lemichle. Since you're not going up there, right, so and, you're not going to end up taking it down, right? For sure not. Odoma, or maybe not, or maybe what's it called? Sorry, hold on 1 second. Right. I mean, it's not. I mean, it's not going to come down on its own. Yeah. So odoma, or maybe zaman de nafil v'asi lemichle. Right. Meaning, maybe it will fall and you'll come to eat it. Vintim zalam marzim de nafil asi lemichle. And if you'll tell me that maybe the chametz will fall off the beam and you may come to eat it, then kikar bebor tzorich sul mahalosa or ain tzorich. Well, what about if the opposite? If you have a piece of bread, or loaf of bread in a pit, right? And do you need to go down and take it out? So, right, hakav vade lo avida l'sekli minafshe. Maybe here, it's definitely not going to fall on its own. Right? It's not going to. I mean, it's not going to walk up on its own. That's what it literally means. O dilma zinin denachis lamav retzurche v'asin lemechle. Or maybe you're going to go into that pit to do whatever you got to do, and then you may come to eat it. And in tins alamav zinin denachis l'tzurche v'asin lemechle. And if you'll tell me that, yeah, you know, we have to be careful. Maybe you'll go down into that pit and do whatever you need to do, and you'll eat this chametz. So then. Let's say you have a piece of bread in a snake's mouth. Do you need to hire a professional, a chaver, someone who knows what he's doing, right, to take out this chametz or no? Right, beguf etchukhir rabbanan, bimamona lo etchukhir rabbanan, meaning wachazal matriach you to use your body, meaning to go you yourself and do a bedika and get rid of your chametz, but maybe they weren't matriach you to hire someone, pay money to get rid of all your chametz. Oh, demaloshnar. Maybe it doesn't matter. Then Taka, listen, if you have chametz down there, a snake doesn't necessarily eat bread, so you may end up with bread hanging out. I don't know why you would eat that, but you know, that's probably a good question. I'm not sure. Maybe there'd be like poison or something. Either way, do we make you spend money to get rid of the chametz? Because here you need a snake charmer or whatever it is. Skora says, Teku, again, Tishpi, Tariz, Kushi, Zubayos, and we will, Mitzvah Shem, find out the answer when Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Okay, Shkoyach Kol HaRabosei, we'll stop here at the Mishnah, and we'll be right there with a different topic tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.